Welcome to Without Regret. Be more, see more, achieve more that really matters. Lesson 10. Living Without Regret. Forgiveness. If you live long enough, sooner or later, you'll need forgiveness and to forgive others. Living without regret requires that you be quick to forgive and to seek forgiveness so that your relationships are healthy, whole, and at peace. With this healthy outlook on forgiveness, you can approach the end of your life with no unfinished business and no regret for your behavior in relationships. So what is forgiveness anyway? Forgiveness is a choice to free an offender from any punishment from you and to view them with grace and compassion without condoning their actions. Your choice to forgive is like a judge presiding over a case in which the defendant was caught red-handed, but legal issues require the judge to dismiss the case. It's a decision to release the defendant even though he or she is guilty. Forgiveness says, "Though you have offended me, I release you from all responsibility to me for the wrong." This is a very powerful action that can only be taken by the offended. When you do not forgive, you continue to hold an offender responsible to you for their offense. You try the case over and over again in the courtroom of your mind at great expense to you and with no effect on the offender. Forgiveness is a gift you give to yourself and to others. Forgiveness does not mean denying the pain of the wrong or the losses incurred as a result of the wrong. You need not feel like forgiving. You need only to choose it. And you need not be asked for forgiveness by someone else. You need only to offer it. You can make a decision to forgive and act on it. We choose to forgive, but can we really forget? And is it even wise to forget? Your brain will not allow you to forget. Even if possible, forgetting is not advisable. There's a reason for this: survival and safety. Is it wise to forget that a person stole from you in a business transaction? Is it wise to forget that someone verbally abused you? You may forgive, and it's best if you do. But if you could forget, it wouldn't be wise, since this would position you as the object of a repeat offense. I do not believe you must nurture a memory of an offense, obsess over it, replay it, or ruminate over it either. But when you are hurt deeply, the memory will arise occasionally, prompted by places, objects, people, and experiences. The moment you remember, you can replace the memory with something more pleasant, but you will remember. With every memory, you can ask the question, "Have I really forgiven?" And you can answer by affirming your forgiveness once more and moving your thoughts on to something else. Forgiveness is a moment-by-moment experience. You know, there's a difference between being wronged through a bona fide offense and letting your emotions get the best of you. A genuine offense happens when someone breaks a moral code, the civil law, or the law of love, or when they violate the rights or the person of another. Examples include someone stealing from you, maliciously turning others against you, cheating in a business deal or relationship, speaking unfairly or abusively, or violating you in some way. They wronged you. They need your forgiveness, and hopefully they will seek it. You would be wise to grant it, whether they seek it or not. But when you feel put off or disturbed by someone's personality, their style, or their general behavior who is acting without malice or intent, you might take their behavior personally and feel offended or hurt. The person did not wrong you, rather they did not meet your expectations, and you took their behavior personally, experiencing negative emotions such as anger, sadness, disgust, or feeling wounded in some way. And you expected the other person to be responsible for all this. Don't expect to hear, "I'm sorry I hurt your feelings." They did not make you have the emotions. You chose the emotions. In cases like this, forgiveness is not needed, nor is it likely to be sought. But you may decide to make the person suffer for not meeting your expectations, and that could lead you open to doing something you regret. It's better to choose to extend understanding, compassion, and grace to someone who did not wrong you, but whom simply you do not like. So when you know you have genuinely offended someone, ask for their forgiveness. When you do, I want to encourage you to follow this model. Say the person's name, and then say, I would like to ask your forgiveness for, and state the specific offense. Then ask, will you forgive me? Say no more, no less, wait for their answer. In actual practice, it might sound like, Jeff, I'm sorry for speaking to you so disrespectfully. Will you forgive me? It's that simple and that hard. Say no more and no less about the offense. Don't try to explain the whys and the wherefores. Don't defend anything you did, even if there's a legitimate defense. I've made the mistake of trying to defend or offer an excuse or explain, and believe me, it only torpedoes your efforts. Do not use if I offended you. You either did or you did not. And when there's a real need for an apology, there is no need for if. Be sure the person considers themselves offended and needs an apology. Some things to which you might take offense may not be offensive to others. Avoid asking someone if you offended them unless you already know the offense exists. You'll likely become aware of it soon enough. If the other person is behaving in a passive-aggressive, pouty way toward you, say something like, you know, I've noticed that you seem a little tense or withdrawn or frustrated lately. How can I help? Take responsibility for your part of the problem. From a systems perspective, we are never without responsibility of some kind for any situation. We are a part of it. And even if you are only 0.001% responsible, accept that responsibility, seek forgiveness where needed, and move on. No single person is fully to blame. It's a shared responsibility. Be aware that when you ask, will you forgive me? The answer can be no. If that's the case, you've done all you can. You can say, well, I thank you for hearing me out, and I hope you can find the grace and compassion to forgive me at some point in the future, and then go your way. Their refusal to forgive only hurts them and is an attempt to punish you again. So, let it be. Delete any communications that remind you of the situation and go forward. Move on to your next thoughts, next actions, and next achievements. Conversations about offenses and forgiveness are best done in person. Using email or text for these communications is not advisable. A phone call is a very distant second to an in-person conversation and only serves as a last resort. Make an appointment to see the person face to face. Forgiveness does not mean that everything returns to the state it was before the wrong. It does not mean you act as if nothing happened. Time has passed, experience is gained, and learning has occurred. A woman I know was sexually abused repeatedly by several family members during her childhood and teen years. She could continue to be embittered and angry, but instead, she has forgiven and lives a full and happy life. Nothing, however, returned to the state it had been before the wrong. Though she has forgiven her abusers, she has been changed forever. Relationships will never be the same, trust will not be restored, the memories, ongoing pain, and damage from the wrong remains, and she will always be on guard at some level, regardless of the relative safety of a particular setting. Forgiveness does not always mean that reconciliation can occur or that reconciliation is wise. If you had a relationship before, you may be reconciled at some level, but trust must be rebuilt. Reconciliation requires effort on the part of all parties. Also note that what appears to be reconciliation does not always mean forgiveness has occurred. It can simply mean that the issue has been swept under the rug. Living without regret involves choosing to forgive. And I encourage you to do that very courageous thing today. I'm Michael Godfrey. Thanks for listening.